here's a story from The World.
News from Mexico City, a tragedy on the busiest public transit system in Latin America. A metro overpass collapsed last night in the Mexican capital. Two subway cars crashed onto the street below. At least 23 people died. More than 70 people were taken to the hospital. Jorge Valencia is The World's Mexico City correspondent and joins me. Jorge, can you give us a brief explanation of exactly what happened and where it happened?
Yes, this happened in one of the southeastern corners of Mexico City, and it was a metro train that was traveling southeastbound at about 10 p.m. when an overpass collapsed, sending two cars from the train tumbling onto traffic. And we know this because the metro system released a very dramatic video in which you can see the train cars collapsing onto the vehicles that were traveling below.
A really terrible incident. And what do we know about the people who were traveling aboard the train?
We know a little bit about them. Many were able to climb out of the rubble after the wreck. Some people were stuck and were rescued. Most people were in the age range of being in their 20s to their 50s. And a handful of people early this morning were actually still missing. I want to play you an interview of a woman called Marisol Tapia with a reporter from the Reforma newspaper. And early this morning, she was still looking for her 13-year-old son, Brandon.
Él venía a estas horas más o menos.
Hablé 5 minutos antes con él.
¿Y qué te dijo?
Que ya venía. Que estaba en periférico.
And what's going on there, Jorge?
Marisol is telling the reporter that she had spoken to her son just 5 minutes before the wreck. He was actually with his father, and the father was taken to a hospital, but that she had checked with ambulances, she had checked with all the hospitals where people were taken to, and she had not been able to find him. And last that I checked this morning, she still had not been reunited with her son, Brandon.
Really tragic. Do authorities know why this bridge collapsed? Is that understood yet?
They are not saying very much about this yet. Of course, this is the central or a central question. Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum spoke at a press conference for about 30 minutes this morning, and she limited her responses to saying that this is under investigation.
Mi posición es que tenemos que llegar a la verdad de cuáles fueron las causas que provocaron este incidente, este lamentable incidente, y que para ello necesitamos expertos, tanto de la Fiscalía General de Justicia.
Mayor Sheinbaum here is saying that she wants to get to the truth of what happened, but that for that we need an investigation. So she says that there will be investigators who are from the Mexico City government and also from outside. In fact, she said that they're going to go to foreign investigators, foreign engineers to come in and do an inquiry into what happened. Many of the questions during the press conference centered around whether was there any impropriety during the building of this rail line. Again, it's relatively recent. It went into service in 2013. There were also questions about whether these overpasses, these bridges that carry the trains, if they had sustained any substantial damage that had been neglected after an earthquake in 2017 that shook the city and caused a lot of damage to buildings. Those are all things that many people are wondering about and are very reasonable questions, because in Mexico and in Latin America and in so much of the world, corruption plagues government big time. So these are all things that people are asking at this point, but that we still don't have the answers to right now.
As you said, Jorge, this is one of Mexico City's newest subway lines, built to reach a part of the city that did not have close access to the subway. How much does Mexico City subway penetrate remote parts of the capital? And generally, has the subway grown as Mexico City has grown?
The Mexico City subway system was inaugurated in 1969, and it has grown with the city, but the city has grown at a much faster pace. And surveys have shown that 20% of the people who commute in the Mexico City area commute for more than 3 hours every day.
Wow.
And a ride on the metro is only 25 cents. So if you have a very long distance to travel and you don't have a car, this is what you are going to use. And even in the pandemic, there are still many, many people who are using it. In February, 50 million passengers boarded the Mexico City Metro. And these are the most recently available figures. And that's not even half of the number of people who used it before the pandemic. I mean, I was one of them. I used it on a regular basis. It's fairly packed and sweaty, and it's sort of a part of the experience of living in the city. And so very likely the people who were traveling aboard this train last night were people who needed it and who were using it to return home after a long day of work.
The World's Mexico City correspondent, Jorge Valencia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.
From PRX.